Children, I have a question for you. Do you ever ask your parents questions about God? Maybe right before bedtime? You ever come up with questions that they don't really know how to answer? Questions like, where is God? You ever asked that question before? You ever wondered, like, where is he really? Like, is God up in heaven? Maybe is God like standing at the gates of heaven? Is that where he is? Or maybe you've asked your parents, like, maybe is God sitting on a big chair made out of gold? Is that where God is? You see, we ask all kinds of questions as children, and children ask the best questions. And some of those questions, if adults are honest, you know what the answer is? I don't really know. You see, good questions teach us about the mystery and the wonder and the transcendence of God. But you see, the question that I just asked, where is God? You see, that question doesn't teach us about the transcendence and mystery of God. That question teaches us about his nearness. You see, that's one of the questions that we actually can answer. Did you know that, children? We actually know the answer to the question, God, where are you? And this evening, we're celebrating the answer to that question. If you've been with us during the season of Advent, we've been talking about the names of Jesus, the names given by the prophet Isaiah. We've seen how Jesus is our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. And this afternoon on Christmas Eve, as we turn the page from waiting to the arrival of Jesus, we're going to talk about the last name. His name is Emmanuel. He is God with us. So please stand if you're able for a reading of God's word. We'll be reading from two different passages. First reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. For thousands of years, people have asked that question, God, where are you? In the Old Testament, the people of Israel were wandering through the desert. They were hungry. They were tired. They were worn out. They were thirsty. And they began to grumble. And they asked a question, not out of curiosity, but out of desperation. They asked, God, where are you? And thousands of years later, God answered that question. He answered that question by giving his son a name above all names, the name Emmanuel, which Matthew tells us means God with us. Where is God? God is with us in the person of Jesus Christ. This afternoon, very briefly, I want to tell you why that is such good news and the reason why we celebrate Christmas. Names matter. Children, do you know that your name matters? Your name actually means something, no matter what it is. Your name gives you identity. It tells you who you are. It tells you who you belong to. Some people's names actually have meaning. For example, my name is Paul. Do you know what the name Paul means? It means small. Did you know that? It's not a very good name for me. That's okay. My middle name is Russell. Do you know what Russell means? It means redhead. So my name means small redhead. Now, not everybody's name is very accurate in what it means. Sometimes we're named after people. For example, my daughters are named after some special people in a special place. One of my daughters is named after her grandmother and her great-grandmother. My other daughter is named after her grandmother on the other side. And my third daughter is named after the great state of Georgia. Sometimes our names mean something. Jesus's name meant everything. And friends, what I want you to see this afternoon as we celebrate Christmas is the name of Jesus did not just tell Jesus who he is, but the good news of Christmas is that the name of Jesus tells us who he is. And who Jesus is good news. I wonder, have you ever felt like the people of Israel who wandered in the desert? I think for all of us this year, we have all felt like we've been in the middle of a desert. We have felt difficulty. We have felt disruption. So many of us have felt loss. We have felt sorrow and grief. We've been reminded of sorrow and grief that we have felt in years past. We've felt the pain of losing a job. We've felt thirsty and weary. And just like the people of Israel, we have all probably at some time and in some way we've asked this question, God, where are you? Where are you? Are you still with us? Christmas reminds us that he never left, that he has always been with us, that God loved us so much that he sent his son to be with us. What does that mean? What does that look like? In the Bible, it uses a word, and the word is dwell. It means to live with, to take up residence. I love the way that Eugene Peterson translates the word. It's to move into the neighborhood. In the Old Testament, we're told that God dwelled with his people in the tabernacle. And then in the New Testament, something changes. No longer did God just live in a tent and then in a temple. He wasn't just confined to a building, but in our first reading in the Gospel of John, something amazing happens. It's what we celebrate at Christmas. It's called the incarnation. John tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. At Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus lives with us. He dwells with us. He abides with us. The book of Revelation tells us that one day Jesus is going to come back, and that's what we're waiting for now. And when he does, Revelation 21 tells us that he will dwell with us, that he will be our God and that we will be his people. Until that day comes, where is God? That's our question tonight, children. Where is he? The Apostle Paul put it this way in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 17. He says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. This is what is so amazing about Christmas. It's not simply about being with family. It's not simply about gathering and singing songs, not simply about the traditions and the meal that we will share. Christmas is about celebrating the amazing truth that God is so with us that he dwells in our hearts through faith. And so this evening, this is my question for you. What do you really believe about Christmas? Not what is your cultural practice? What traditions do you fall back on? Or what have your parents told you to believe? No, what do you believe about Christmas? Because this is the message of Christmas. God loved you so much that he sent his son to be born in a manger. God came down and took on flesh. He was born as a baby so that 33 years later, he would die as a man, as a servant in your place, so that all who call on his name, Emmanuel, which means God with us, all who trust in his name would have life and the forgiveness of their sins. What do you believe? That is the good news, the wonder, and the majesty of Christmas. And we celebrate tonight as we wait again for Christ to return. Jesus Christ came and dwelled with us so that one day we could dwell with him forever. That is good news. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful gift, the greatest gift that we could ever receive. I pray for all those who are here this evening and all who are watching online that you would send your Holy Spirit to work in our hearts that we might receive this gift. I pray specifically for those tonight who have never received this gift, that you would illuminate the darkness of their hearts and give them faith. And I pray for those of us who have received this gift, but we don't quite feel that we have it this year. Just like the people of Israel wandering in the desert, we're asking, where are you? And I pray that you would remind us once again that you are with us. You're with us in your Son, Emmanuel. Be with us now as we sing, as we celebrate. Would you remind us of this great gift that you've given us and the great gift that is to come when your Son Jesus comes again? Dwell in our hearts, we pray, through faith. In Jesus' name, amen.